Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Jonathan Smith, the Gunsmith. We're going to talk a little Bear Creek Arsenal in this segment.
Yeah, BCA, buddy. BCA.
That and more, of course, in this segment.
Yeah.
Which is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
Well, Tri-County Roofing has been around since 1971, and they've been sponsoring the show for, well, not that many years, but because I haven't been on the air that many years.
No.
1971, I was in first grade.
Oh, geez.
And second grade. So I
Who was your first grade teacher?
Mrs. Baldwin.
Was she okay?
No.
Mrs. Frank was mine, and she was awful.
Mine was terrible.
She hated me.
I was blind as a bat, and my friend Gilbert sat next to me.
Yeah.
Gil was a good guy.
Yeah.
He would read the chalkboard for me, and we were the biggest kids in the class, so they made us sit in the back of the class, and I couldn't read the bulletin or the chalkboard.
Yeah.
Not bulletin board, chalkboard. Everything was chalk then,
chalkboard,
you know?
Yeah.
And boy, I spent a lot of time cleaning chalkboards because I like to screw around in the back of the class.
Sure, you're in the back. What else are you going to do?
I couldn't see the board.
Can't see the board?
Might as well get up there close and clean it.
Might as well be a clown.
I might.
Make Gil laugh. That's
Gilbert did really good. And he read, all first grade, he read what was on this chalkboard to me.
Uh-huh.
And we're still buddies.
Nice.
He's a diesel mechanic down in Kentucky.
All right.
And good guy. Good guy.
Well, good
eyesight. Mrs. Baldwin, she's long gone.
Yeah. Well.
She's got daisies on top of her.
Got what was coming to her.
Well, she just didn't know I was blind. You know, once I got my glasses.
Oh, it was different.
And of course, 1972, I had to get horn-rimmed glasses.
Oh, you probably.
I looked like a dork.
Styling, yeah.
Oh, no, total dork. There was no Elton John look going on. There was no cool glasses.
Well, there was an Elton John look going on. It just wasn't you.
I literally broke my glasses about every 6 weeks, you know? And, but anyways.
Out on the playground, falling
off
monkey bars.
Never from getting hit in the face by a scope while I was shooting. I never did that.
Happen to anybody you know?
Yeah, it happens to a buddy of mine, but we won't bring up Joe Dirt. So
no, good.
No.
I would leave him right out of it.
But let's talk about Tri-County Roofing.
Tri-County Roofing is the sponsor of this segment.
Yes, thanks for putting the needle back on the record. Tri-County Roofing, great roofing. If you've got a low-pitch roof or a commercial building, you need a roof done on it, get a hold of Tri-County. They are just flat out the best, man. Get them out there, and you'll be so happy you did. 732-7740. That's 810-732-7740.
I just want to point out, you know, low-pitch roof, flat roof, you know, that's what they do commercial roofs, but there's a reason there's a pitch on roofs.
Yeah, it makes water run off.
Water runs off.
Yeah.
If you don't have that flat roof, you got to have some real serious roofing to protect your building.
Yep, and proper drainage.
Yes.
And they got to flash the drains properly and build up the insulation. There's a ton to it. And they've been doing it their whole lives. So
they're good at it.
They are very, very good at it. So get a hold of them. You can always link to them right from my website, thegss.com, and go right to their site. But get a hold of them and get them out for an estimate for you so that you know what it's going to take to keep your building, maybe for the next 20 or 30 years, happy. Okay? A happy building is a dry building inside.
Correct.
Okay? So... we're going to talk a little bit about, I started seeing all the videos and all this terribleness that brought back a lot of memories of Hurricane Katrina.
You did a lot of working down there, construction after that.
Yeah, Hurricane Helene
wreaked some havoc.
Oh, man, it's just unbelievable. And I started thinking, I started to see where the storm hit, and it affected a tremendous amount of the gun industry in America. And one of my favorites is up in North Carolina, right between Raleigh and Fayetteville. Bear Creek Arsenal sits nestled between the two of them.
Wow.
And they got hit. I don't know how bad yet. I haven't talked to them. Usually I get a hold of Kaylee there and talk to them on a regular basis, because when I want to find out something about something new going on top of an AR-15, like the uppers we were talking about, like this new 8.6, they have them. But right now, shipping's going to be a problem. There's going to be some issues.
Yeah, with the strike.
The roads tore up, too.
And the roads.
Because everything is made right there in North Carolina. So that's the cool thing.
So that's a good thing. You don't have to worry. The supply chain is here.
Yeah, the supply chain is there. But the steel, you know, I don't know how long the supply is going to be there.
Yeah.
And, like, right now, you can go on there right now and on their website and get, like, the 300 blackout pistol upper for an AR. And they're $189. But 6 months from now, if the supply chain gets screwed up, they could be 300.
Yeah.
So, because they're having to buy from different suppliers. So,
knocking on wood.
Yeah, knocking on wood. That's right. So, now, Bear Creek Arsenal, BCA.com or BearCreekArsenal.com. Check them out, man. They make so much stuff. Started off just making uppers. I started buying these uppers, Dan, about 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, and very impressed with the quality. And I literally have probably bought and helped my friends get probably 35, 40 AR uppers and helped assemble the guns with them. And
remember how freaked out I was the first time I saw my grandma's uppers?
Oh, stop it. In the jar next to the bed.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell are these?
Yeah. Upper AR upper platforms, bolt carrier and uppers. And what Bear Creek did is they made it affordable.
Okay.
The first upper I ever bought was not a Bear Creek Arsenal upper. It was from Bushmaster. And doggone, it was like $800. And you can spend that much if you want to. But Bear Creek has found a way to put them out at a very decent price. Literally, everything from 50 Beowulf, or what they call 12.7 by 42, but 50 caliber uppers that you can deer hunt with here in Michigan, 450 Bushmasters, 400 Legends are coming. They're not there yet. But I know they're coming because they make a 10-millimeter barrel because they make 10-millimeter uppers. With handgun uppers and rifle uppers for 10-millimeter caliber guns. All the way down, 300 Blackout, 350 Legends, 223s, 6.5 Grendels, 6.5 Creedmoors, 308s, 30-06s. They make everything. And right in the plant there in North Carolina. And great people to work with. I email them. They email me back. The order's confirmed. 3 days later, it's on my porch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just, and the nice thing about AR uppers, you don't have to have a purchase permit or anything to get them because the registered part of your gun, the part that the government has to know about is the one with the serial number. That's the lower portion.
Yeah.
You already buy that from a local FFL dealer.
So you can change out the upper, you can change the caliber. The receivers have to be built so they can take a variety of different rounds.
Right. The receivers, they make the guns to fit the receivers so that all you got to do is change the magazine for the proper fit of the bullet you're using. Because the different size bullets take different magazines.
Yep.
450 Bushmaster, for instance, is a complete beast of its own. The magazine is specific for that gun.
Right, the magazines and
they are very specific. The 300 Blackout is the same cartridge size as a 223. So you can actually use the same magazines in those, mm-hmm. although they recommend getting a 300 Blackout mag. It's just slightly different, but, I mean, so minimal. But you can use them. They are available in pistol and rifle. Huge selection to choose from. And also AR-10 platform, so the 308 size rounds, the bigger rounds. It's just an AR-15 on steroids, and it's a bigger unit. I'll bring one and show it to you one day. But I just wanted you to know, if you want it, they probably have it. But they came out with a brand new gun. They keep coming out with brand new things, and they actually sell full guns too. They sell a whole line of Italian-made guns. And they're coming out with a brand new line of 9mm handguns.
Bear Creek does.
They're making them right there in North Carolina. But they just came out with a new gun, which is a spin on an old gun, very similar to what T-Sauce is doing. What's happening is some of these iconic classic American guns, Dan, the patents are up.
Coming off patents, yeah.
So Bear Creek decided they have all this perfect aluminum. They're making all these guns with. We might as well make Ruger 10/22s, and they call it the BC-201, the BC Bear Creek 201. Perfect 10/22s. The numbers that are coming off these things they're literally flawless. They've taken it and they took, which is a bare bones 10/22, put all the extras and bells and whistles on it, and they come up with the BC-201. Threaded muzzle. Billet receiver, takes the exact same magazines as the Ruger 10/22, made out of machined 7075 T6 aluminum, which is the best you can get. And they put this gun out, stainless, on the market, and the MSRP is only $345. And it's loaded. Jeez. It's already got everything done to it. I'm totally impressed with everything I get from BCA, and literally everything I have that is BCA, has worked flawlessly. I read the reviews all the time. There are people out there that literally hate them. Occasionally, there's a bad apple. Not for me. Mm-hmm. I have got nothing but you know, nothing but thumbs up.
Positive on everything.
Positive on, and I let them know. I don't think they treat me any differently, you know, because I buy a lot from them. I just think that I've had pretty good luck, I guess. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But check them out. Go to Bear Creek Arsenal and pray for them too, because this Hurricane Helene hit America tough.
So many
man.
People,
it's really amazing the damage. We're going to be dealing with this for probably the next decade, repairing this and getting these roads rebuilt. And
so much loss of life too. I mean, a lot of people died.
Hundreds of people now. It's just sad. And there are more to be found. I watched a video the other day of a casket flying down the river, you know, floating.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of stuff happened in Katrina too, you know, because there's so many above ground graves in southern Mississippi and southern Louisiana. They're floating all over the place. And terrible, sad to see. The video on Facebook was kind of sad. It was playing Freebird in the background.
Mm.
And watching this thing flying down the river, and it was like, you know, one last hurrah. You know, who would have thought to put those two together?
Right.
A casket floating down the river fast. It was like going over the rapids.
Oh, really going on.
And then and that. So anyways, remember, go to the Gunsmith Show on Facebook. Like us, please. And listen to us every Saturday morning right here. You can always catch the shows on the GSS.com.
Replays at the website, GSS.com. We'll be back with the Gunsmith Show. More of it live right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.